This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There was a time.
Thank you. Where even considering this idea meant you were on the balls of your ass.
Oh.
It was a punchline.
Yeah.
But apparently, these days, not only is this no longer a punchline, it's something that a large part of the American population actively would get excited about.
So it's a good thing.
I'll let you decide.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Brunch Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. 1 in 3 Americans say they would not mind living in a van.
Jesus, how bad are we going?
See, that's what I mean, man.
Gypsies now? That's a gypsy.
I think it's one of those things where people think they can do it. Until you do it for a while, and then you want out.
Okay.
It's a temporary
open
thing.
Open road, man.
Yeah, it's very Kerouac. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, Kimmy is dressed like you live in a van right now. And I don't mean that in an insulting way. I mean that in the Instagram influencer way that people do this.
Because, I mean, I actually know people that do this.
Right, wait, so, you live in a van?
Yep. So they travel.
Let me explain to Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Van Life.
Yeah.
And it's a movie they just made about it.
That movie came out 15 years ago when the kid died when...
No. It's like an old lady.
Oh.
Yeah,
they're like
people that fell in hard times, and then they have like these caravans of people.
Oh, you're talking about van tramps?
Maybe.
No, I was made that up, you idiot.
But it's like a lot of older, gnarly looking people.
I think it's a younger movement.
Oh,
currently
it's called van life.
Well, it's basically you're busted.
No, it's a big thing on social media where folks will buy old vans, buses, rip things out of them, put in like
it's
a
not
bed.
Cheap.
You're right. Mm. And there's a table and a sink. Think of the old VW campers.
But that's how you live.
Yes, and they live that way. And look, the influencers, Kimmy, who are doing this on TikTok and Instagram, there's no way they're actually living like this because it looks super easy and romantic and they always look amazing and they always have money rolling in. But
they've got a shower.
There's ways to do that. We'll get
there
to
is.
That. But it looks good enough, Tommy, where 1 in 3 Americans say they now would want to live that way.
Why would you want to live like that? It's so uncomfortable.
There is something romantic about it.
But you and I lived out of our cars, and it sucks.
Yeah, but think about you traveling with like a house, essentially.
A little house.
Right. But
you're a little man.
But you could... Like, would that have been better than some of the places you stayed at?
No, they both sucked, but I just, you know.
I think if you saw what some of these people are turning these vans and buses into, you'd have a different idea. I'm not saying it would be easy. It's still small, but it's not, it's doable, I guess.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are you one of the 3 Americans who were in on van life, living in a van? Because there is something romantic about it. And I'll go even further. Most husbands would love van life. Think of the freedom. No mortgage. Mm-hmm. No lawn to mow. No house to keep up or clean or repair. You don't have to worry about neighbors or taxes, property tax or anything like that. You would be able to be free as you could be without being like an actual drifter.
So, but are some of these people just living in town like they live here in a van or are they just driving around?
Both. I mean, you do both. You find
how do you pay for everything.
Well, so that's what's interesting about this. Now, Kimmy, you were going to say something. Go ahead.
Well, the one couple, actually, I think both the people I know that do it, it's a guy and his dog and another, it's a couple, two separate people. They both started doing it during COVID because they had the ability to work from home. And I think that I'm pretty sure they still have, I would imagine they still have the jobs that they had then and they can just do it from wherever. So I think they thought, well, now this is my opportunity to move around, see things that I didn't get to see. I don't know. I guess it kind of gave them like a different perspective on life.
You're not a vagabond because you have a job.
Yeah.
She's right. With the technology that exists today, you could live like this. You could be a contributing member of society, have a job, make money. You could still have television and streaming. It's not like you'd be shut out of what
but
was going
cramped.
On in the world.
How about when you get into a fight with your old lady?
I'm going
up front.
You say you take a lawn
chair.
I'm right there.
I was going to say you take a lawn chair and sit outside for a while.
What if the weather sucks, too?
I wouldn't want to do this with somebody else. This is a strictly solo thing.
Okay, I could see that maybe, yeah.
No, you're right. Like, if my wife
it
and I...
It would be hard to share that space with another person.
Okay, so as soon as my wife gets uncomfortable, she's done.
Mm-hmm.
If it's too hot, it's too cold, it's too cramped, it smells in here, she's out. So we would get to our mailbox.
Okay.
And we'd be done.
No, but like...
Turn around!
Look, man,
what?
I know there are other husbands listening, husbands and dads right now, 252-WCMF, 1 in 3 Americans say they wouldn't mind living in a van right now. The van life, baby. I mean, I love my family. You know that. You know that. Yeah. I love my wife.
Yeah.
But the idea of just living simply with a bed and like something to stream stuff on and a job I can do on a laptop and I can go wherever I want and it's just peace and quiet all the time. Do what I want, when I want. That doesn't sound like... You shut
it
up.
Does.
You know it sounds awesome.
I know it does, but you know we're forgetting what it was like being on the road and the amount of road weirdos we ran into.
Yeah.
And I can now I'm talking weirdos when weirdos were just coming up. Weirdos now have really perfected being weirdos.
You're talking modern day weirdo.
Modern day weirdo compared to the old school weirdos we ran into. I don't even want to know.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. And growing up in South Florida, I knew people that lived on boats. Like, they came down, they just wanted to get away from it all because that's what Florida is, right?
Mm-hmm.
They'd hitchhike down, they'd rent a boat, they'd live in a boat, and it's miserable. It's absolutely miserable because you don't have any of all the comforts you take for granted have gone away.
Yeah, but here's the thing, man. I'm a pretty simple liver, right? Like, I don't need much space. I don't like outside. Like, I have no problem laying in a bed in a van all day. In fact, that's like a fantasy of mine, is to lay in a bed in a van all day.
Okay.
Could you get laid in the van life if you're a guy, Kimmy?
Yeah, but it'd be a van chick.
I think if you are under a certain age, it's kind of a romantic idea for people. But if you're pushing like 40 and you're still living in a van, I probably don't see a future with you as a woman.
So that would mean then, as you said,
Of the level of chick you're going to get in a van.
What is a van? Describe what a van chick is.
She grows.
She grows?
There are other women that do this, you know.
Yeah.
Like
they
you may, as a van guy, meet a van chick.
Yeah, but that van chick cannot maintain her woman stuff. The same as a woman who's in a house.
What are you talking about? Why not?
How?
What do you mean how?
How do you clean it down there?
You still shower and bathe.
Yeah.
You're not getting it good.
Bro, it would be...
And you know you're letting yourself go. To your point,
you're
laying around, so is she. She wants to like live the old natural lifestyle. Think of that hairy-legged, inked up...
Can I hang up on you now?
What?
I would think it would be easier for a woman to live this life just like size-wise than a man.
Yeah, but all the things women need in a daily basis that they have.
Give me an example.
Makeup.
You can keep
makeup. But why would I need
makeup
if I don't see anybody?
Thank you.
Okay, so you're going to get an unmaked up woman.
She doesn't mean she can't put makeup on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Does your Stepford wife wake up, put makeup on before she sees you?
Change that Kotex in 2 days.
No, I have to put
Tommy
on my...
Tommy's picturing like a woman like sleeping in like with a head full of rollers and freaking
what about
getting
the
up and putting lipstick.
Why could you not have tampons in a van?
Where's she putting them?
It's called a van pun.
Where's she putting them?
What
in
do you
her
mean? You're not supposed to flush them in a
van.
House.
In that tight-ass van.
Where do you
there's
think
gonna
they
be,
go in your house?
There's going to be steamy... tampons in a trash can.
Steamy tampon? Why can't she just throw them out at like a garbage can when you drive by
somewhere?
She's
lazy. She like you. She's just laying around.
Question.
Is that
question.
Time of the month?
I have a question.
Ain't shaved my legs. Ain't changed my tampon in 2 days.
What's raising
that?
My hand.
Oh, sorry.
What do you think happens to them in your house?
Well, they're in another room where it has air conditioning and filtration. And by the way, do those things have toilets? Like those little foot pump toilets?
Some people, but it depends on how big you go with your van, I guess.
Like your standard van.
But you wouldn't need a toilet. You just drive to somewhere with a toilet and take a dump.
Man, you got to do like...
What?
Scuzzy-ass KOA dumper.
No, you go to like good... Like Target always has good bathrooms. Just drive to a Target.
All right.
I've planned out in my fantasy.
So I've seen people, they'll buy like national gym memberships.
Mm-hmm.
And so like wherever they are, they'll just go and... Use the gym, shower there.
Yeah, Planet Fitness is $10 a month, man. You're paying $10 a month for a shower and a dumper. That's not bad. That's cheaper than it is in your own house.
Right.
What do you pay for water? You pay more than $10 a month.
So do you know who lives like this? That crazy quarterback for, I think he's at the Colts now. He's the one.
Gardner Minshew.
So he lives in a van in Naples, Florida, mm-hmm. outside a gym.
Mm-hmm.
And he lives there like in the off season. And then that's what he does. He works out at that gym. He showers there.
Yeah.
And then he plays pickleball with old ladies.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound romantic?
It sounds awesome.
It sounds romantic.
That guy's a millionaire, bro.
I know.
Well, he's not a millionaire from van life.
He's more of a millionaire than anyone else is because he ain't spending money.
And True. He chooses to live like that.
I know.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about how 1 in 3 Americans now say they wouldn't mind living in a van, which is funny because it was just 20 years ago that living in a van down by the river was something you would say.
It was a Chris Farley joke.
Yes, and it was the ultimate representation of busted.
You're a bum.
Yeah, you want to live in a van down by the river, and now 100 million Americans are like, oh, that's pretty sweet. But it makes sense. Like, you would own something. You would have your own space.
Well, it's the open road. It's freedom. That's what it's really about.
I think part of it is that. Mm. Part of it is that idea of like the beatnik, I'm just taking on the world. Mm. I think the other part of it is if you're of a certain age where you now start, it's starting to sink in that you may never own a home
mm-hmm.
and that you could be paying X amount for rent every month, this doesn't sound bad.
You can see the country.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
the good
of it.
And the bad.
Okay. And you know what I'm talking about, man.
Look,
that thing where you think I want to go see the Rockies.
Yeah.
But before you see the Rockies, you got to go see the Midwest.
Okay.
Okay, but the good news is I have a van and I can just drive somewhere else if I don't like where I currently am.
And maybe we didn't realize how good we had it when we were on the road, man.
I know. Maybe we didn't have no money.
Maybe we let it slip through our fingers, man.
Well, I mean, we took it all in. We saw it.
Yeah. And I have.
I mean, we had no distractions back then. We were stuck in our cars with AM radio.
But I have fond memories of AM radio being stuck in my cars.
I do, but I also had those nightmares when I take a nap that I think I'm still on the road.
Yeah, but that was only when you were doing your set.
Oh.
252-WCMF. We'll take one call. Let's talk to Bob. Hey, Bobbo. How are you, buddy?
Morning, Bobo Boys and Kenny.
What's up?
Van Hare.
Okay, Van Hare from the Mall Hare. Yes, okay, we got there. Yeah, and he's gone. Great.
All right.
It's not even worth explaining.
No.
Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.